T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A few of you, when it comes to this new NBA CBA, your lights are about to come on thanks to our next guest when it comes to keeping all of the Warriors together. We got plenty on the Raiders a little bit later on. We're going to get into a Tuesday trifecta at the bottom of the hour. But right now, he's a front office insider for Yahoo Sports in the vertical. 20 years NBA experience with the used-to-be New Jersey, you better call him Brooklyn Nets. He's a former assistant GM, Bobby Marks, good enough to join us here on the Damon Brew Show. Bobby, appreciate your time this evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thank you very much. You know, I'm very happy that the new CBA was agreed to with absolutely no stoppage. I'm glad that the league and the players realize that there is no reason to slow down this cash cow, because the NBA and the sport of basketball are seemingly healthier than they've ever been out here for the Golden State Warriors. Needless to say, Bobby, business is a booming. This is the true north of basketball interest on the globe right now. The Warriors are in a very unique situation. They've got quite a unique group of talented guys that under an old CBA would be tough to keep together. Under a new CBA won't be easy, but there is a way to keep it together. Let's open with this, Bobby. How does the new CBA impact the Warriors and the crucial signings of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant coming up?
Well, we could start with Durant first. It will be, you know, what he does will kind of set, the tone for the offseason as far as a domino effect with some of these other players. You know, he did that two-year contract, the second year's a player option, to basically to get his years of service. If he opts out of his contract and he wants to sign for that max number, which is going to be, you know, $36 million, then, you know, Golden State's going to basically have to go through the loopholes and carve out that room like they did last summer with Barnes and Bogut and Azili left. So that's going to be the big decision, and it starts with him. And if he does go that route, then, you know, Golden State's going to have to really choose as far as from the reserve as far as who's going to be back. Curry, there's no impact there because he'll have bird rights and you can exceed the cap there and he would be the last guy to sign. But when you look at their free agents with Livingston and Iguodala, it's going to be some tough choices there and, where their payroll will be going into the future. Both those players have such large cap holds that basically, essentially, if Durant is signed with that, with cap space, both guys will probably be expendable.
Why is it, Bobby, that there isn't some sort of a grace period built into these new cap numbers to give teams a season or two to maybe play catch up with new math that they weren't necessarily prepared for? Or is that a novice question?
Well, I think when you look at Durant and and where the cap situation is, there was really no changes, to his cap hold. The cap is going up to 103 from 94. There is some grace periods with some rookie cap holds that's in the future. This would have been the same even if, there was not a new collective bargaining agreement. There is a couple things that do change. You look at some of the players that are under contract, like the Patrick McCaws and the Kevon Looney, some of their draft picks. Their salaries are going to get amended here to reflect, no less than what the minimum salary would be. So, you know, Golden State there will lose some cap space. They'll lose about $2.5 million. And just talking with teams, that's something that's kind of left some teams with a bitter taste that, you know, you're going to lose some room because you have to amend some of these contracts here. So, can they bring the core four back? Certainly. But, you know, as I said, earlier, you're going to have to look at it like an expansion draft, and you're basically going to have to protect what players you want.
Bobby Marks, who's a front office insider for Yahoo Sports, The Vertical. We love Adrian Wojnarowski's site. He does an incredible job there. You learn something new every time you go to it. This is an NBA that's obviously thriving right now, and the CBA guarantees labor peace. That's good. Like we said, keep the cash cow grazing in the field. But there's always somebody who gets the short end of the stick. Is there a clear loser in this new CBA?
Well, I mean, I guess you could say Oklahoma City, because if you probably had these rules a year ago, I think the Durant decision to leave last summer would have been a lot, you know, I don't know if it would have been different, but it would have been, from a financial sense, it would have been a little bit more challenging. I think, you know, if the rules were in place last year, you know, Durant would have been able to sign a contract with the Thunder, similar to what Steph Curry is going to be able to do, because there's a new rule in place where, you know, if you hit certain criteria, then you can sign for 35% of the cap, and it doesn't transfer over to a new team. So if you look at Durant last year, if he was able to do so, you know, there would have been a $70 million difference between, you know, Golden State and Oklahoma City. So I think that, you know, if you want to say, you know, a loser in it, you know, probably just because of how it's more of a timing, I would say.
Right. I tell you, $70 million is almost enough money to make a man rethink something, don't you think?
Well, you never know. You know, it's sometimes, guys, you know, you've made so much money in your career, and I know that is certainly a lot of money. You know, sometimes guys want to go to places where they have a chance to win a championship and be on a good team, and there are certain special players that are willing to sacrifice that. And is Kevin one of them? I think you saw it last summer, where he's risking, you know, from a health standpoint, you know, he's on a 2-year contract, a likely opt out, you know, he could have signed a longer term deal. So, you know, special guys like that don't come along often.
Adam Silver, his job in terms of just shuffling the financials of this league that he's now the commissioner of, it seems like he has stepped into the gig and done as good a job as his predecessor, and obviously tackled the Donald Sterling issue with, you know, zero sort of distortion as to where he was coming from. I think that he has launched his commissionership on some very, very high notes.
No, I agree. And I lived through, you know, at least when I was with the Nets, two work stoppages in 98 and then also in 2011, where we lost a couple months and we lost a lot of games. And even before that, we had, you know, when we were doing a new CBA, there was a delay in there. And, you know, this is the first time I can remember that we've got a deal done, you know, 6 months before, you know, there could have been a potential work stoppage. And I think both sides, yeah, you saw last summer how much money is out there from both teams. And we reported today that the cap's going to go up to $120 million by the year 2020. And max contracts are going to be maybe close to $40 million, which is unheard of. You know, especially if it was the NFL, you know, maybe, or Major League Baseball, but especially where we are with the NBA right now.
Bobby, thanks an awful lot for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. You said you were with the Brooklyn Nets all those years ago. Just real quick, Keith Van Horn, what were you thinking?
To draft him or to trade him? Which one?
Both.
You know what? You know, it's funny, real quick. We had him in for a workout, and he was, you know, that's one of those workouts when you don't trust when you're working out, when a player's working out by himself and he's going against the chair or against air, when you can make, you know, 45 or 53 pointers, just don't judge the workout and stuff like that. So he was good for the 3 years, but for, you know, I don't think he ever lived up to the hype of the overall number two pick right behind Tim Duncan there.
But he tore up the no man weave in his one-off workout.
he did. I saw a lot of teams make bad mistakes by judging a workout when a player is not working out against anybody.
I can't be reminiscing about the Nets and not ask you a Jason Kidd at the height of his peak powers question. How good was he to be around? He obviously, like, almost one-man armied that team into, well, I mean, he one-man armied the team into the NBA Finals, and that's where it ended.
You know what? And my regret with that is that in the day and age where social media is from a media standpoint, and if that team, or at least Jason, were at the height I mean, we would probably talking like about him like we probably do, you know, maybe Westbrook right now, as far as what he could do from rebound, assist, and you know, it took an organization that was dead and really gave it some life for, you know, that 6 or 7 years. I had never seen a player do that in that time.
Hey, Bobby, really appreciate it. Thanks for letting us walk down memory lane with you a little bit, too, and all the good stuff on the new CBA. Thank you very much. Continued success to you and Wojo over at the Vertical.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.